for years we've been featuring previews of Pittsburgh musical theater shows, and their next production coming up is going to be Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. It's a great great musical. It's at the Byam Theater and will open October 24th, runs through October 27th. It's really great to have two of the actors, especially now, because I'm sure they're doing a lot of work to get ready for the opening. And with us today, we have Brecken Farrell. He's been here with us before from Nauk High School. He's 18. And Isabella's been here too, I think, right? Isabella Husnick from Sarah Catholic, who is 17. You're going to hear them sing a song, and then we'll chat with them a little bit about their life on the stage. Let me get ready to get our orchestra, our in-studio orchestra, ready so that you get a chance to hear this selection from Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Can you tell I was getting ready to make sure the music was exactly the way it should be?
Some just don't have anything planned. They hide their hopes and their heads in the sand. Now I don't say who is wrong, who is right, but if by chance you are here for the night, then all I'll need is an hour or two to tell the tale of a dreamer like you. We all dream a lot, some are lucky, some are not, but if you think it, want it, dream it, then it's real, you are what you feel. Now all that I say can be told another way. In the story of a boy whose dream came true, and it could be you.
I close my eyes, drew back the curtain to see. Close my eyes, drew back the curtain to see for certain what I thought I knew. Far, far away, someone was weeping and the world was sleeping. Any dream will do. I wore my coat with golden lining, bright colors shining, wonderful and new. And in the east, the dawn was breaking, and the world was waking. Any dream will do. A crash of drums, a flash of light, my golden coat flew out of sight. The colors faded into darkness, I was left alone. May I return to the beginning. The light is dimming and the dream is too. The world and I, we are still waiting, still hesitating. Any dream will
There, you just heard from Brecken Farrell and Isabella Husnick. And this is a little earworm, isn't it? You're going to be listening. You're going to have this song in your head for the rest of the day, baby. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. I saw that with David Cassidy in the star role a long, long time ago. I think it was soon after the musical was released. And it's a pleasure to have both of you here today. And I'm curious, do you want to tell the story? Well, mention who you play, and then a little bit about the story. I'll turn to you first, Brecken.
Yeah, I play Joseph, and the story, it's a really good story. We have here, it's an irresistible family musical about the trials and triumphs of Joseph, Israel's favorite son.
Is that in your own words?
That is
out.
Not in my own words, but I can put it in my own words.
I'm just teasing. You know, it's an irresistible.
Yeah, I mean, it's about, you know, Joseph, how he is the favorite out of the 12 brothers, and his dad gets him a coat, and it's not very appreciated by his other brothers, and they're really jealous of him.
I'm just teasing you about the language.
No, I know, but I will tell you a little more. And so they do away with him in the way that they do, and then he ends up in Egypt and ends up being a prince in Egypt and an assistant to the pharaoh.
I remember the coat, it's quite symbolic, you know, this fancy pants coat, you know, that comes out. Do you have the coat yet? Has somebody made that
coat?
Yes,
we do. Yeah, it's beautiful.
I'll bet. I could just, I don't know. It brings it to life to actually have that. Now, what part do you play, Isabella?
I play the narrator, so I guide Joseph through the story, and Joseph's really the only person who can see me, so I tell the story of Joseph.
What a great place. It'll be fun to watch. I think it's suitable for all ages. There's nothing particularly, it's a story based on the Bible, so it works out well. Now, let's talk about each of your lives here. We'll recap the show times in a minute, but get a sense of what you're up to. Isabella, you're 17 at Sarah Catholic, and what year did you just start? Are you senior or junior?
Yes, I'm a senior.
Wow. Do you know what's going to be next?
Well, I'm hoping to go into a career with young children. That either means education or maybe speech pathology, but that's my plans right now.
That's terrific, and I'm sorry to sound like every other adult in your life, but people are curious.
Yes.
Have you looked at schools yet?
A few different schools.
Any hopes? I don't want to jinx anything. I'm thinking of staying in Pittsburgh, or
yeah, I like Duquesne and Seton Hill and RMU so far.
Excellent. Malik, who's here, is a student at RMU. There he is. Just almost ready to finish up. And Duquesne has a great speech pathology program, among other things. Any acknowledgments you'd like to make or shout-outs with respect to the show?
Just my family.
Excellent. And, you know, Brecken, I was surprised. I saw Colleen a couple of nights ago, who's the executive director of Pittsburgh Musical Theater. And I said, we're having Brecken on the show this weekend. Isn't he like an adult now? Isn't he like in his 20s? And I was actually thinking you had already graduated, but this is your senior year.
It is, yeah.
And I came up with this great promotional. Now, Isabella, how long have you been with PMT?
About 6 years.
Okay, and how long have you been,
10.
Brecken? Yeah, yeah. Brecken's, not to, 6 years is a long time too. But we have to do this video montage of Brecken from 8 years of age through 18 and his metamorphosis, because I think you were here
the whole time.
Yeah, you've been here. We could do an audio montage easily. Yeah. do you know what you want to do after high school?
Yeah, I'm going into college for musical theater.
What a surprise. I'm not surprised. do you know where yet?
I don't. I've submitted everything to so many different schools. It's such a big process, but I have a lot. I think I have 18 on my list. But
now, I'm curious, and I don't mean to get too personal on this, but, you know, not many people apply to performing arts schools or to conservatories. And the application process, I would imagine, is daunting. You've got probably audition tapes or recordings to send. Can you, is there a typical pattern to what a school wants to see or how the approach works?
Yeah, well, there's a typical pattern. Usually you apply to the school and then you send in your pre-screen videos. And most of them are different. They ask for different things. So it's usually two songs and a monologue and then a dance. So you have to send that in. They either approve it or not. If they approve it, then you have to go to the school for an in-person audition, and then that is when you're accepted from there if they choose to want you in their program.
Wow. Do you? I never thought about this before. I know for instrumental music, often the auditions are blind. Meaning the performer might be behind a screen or in a different room. You couldn't really do that with musical theater.
No, yeah, they're not blind.
Because, I mean, your stage presence and character as a person, or not character, but charisma, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what matters. So that's I'll bet the evaluations are really interesting. Do you get notes back at all?
No, I don't. You do not, actually. So you never understand why you did or didn't get into a school. But yeah, I mean, it could come down to just simply how you look, too, sometimes. So they are definitely not blind auditions.
Yeah, and maybe also what kind of cohort they're trying to put together.
Yeah.
Within the school, I would imagine, is a big part of it, too. It's interesting. It's, I guess, I was going to say all subjective, but not really, because they're skills, rudimentary skills they're going to look at too,
but
a big part. So if you're fortunate enough to get to that second stage, pun intended, I kind of like that, you get to the second stage of this, what happens after that? Did they let you know right away or?
No, it can take weeks, months. It depends. They can sometimes let you right away if they want you that bad, but usually not.
How do you cope with that? That's a lot of
uncertainty. It's a lot of waiting. It's a lot of waiting, yeah.
Wow.
Just have to wait.
Well, that was Brecken Farrell, and you also heard Isabella Husnick. Oh, any acknowledgments you want to make, Brecken?
Oh, yeah, my dad's listening, the rest of my family and my grandparents, so, and my mom's here with me. So.
Excellent. Here's hoping the show's going to be, I know it's going to be fantastic. It'll be at the Byam Theater, and it opens coming up pretty soon. It'll be October 24th, the opening, and a pretty short run just through the 27th,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, just one weekend.
So you're going to want to take advantage of it. It's a great story. The Byam is a great theater to enjoy downtown, and is you could go to pittsburghmusicals.com for more information, pittsburghmusicals.com, and you can find tickets there too.